Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nida Yudalid, Nida 14a, pagination is 27. We'll start on the facing page, about a quarter of the way down in the middle of the line, Taf Resh, Tanu Rabbonon, Hagerim V'Amesachakim B'Tinokos. The topic which the Perek began with is the concept of Shechva Zera Levatola, wasting seed. And the Gemara is going to elaborate on that on a number of levels. A number of basic principles that we have to have in place is to be aware, number one, that Hashem wants population, and He created this drive pleasure in mankind in order, largely, that human beings should not get distracted with all their other interests in the world and forget the mitzvah peru revu, procreation. It should be a natural instinct to continue the species. Also, there's a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Beis that indicates that it's intended as a strengthener for Shalom Bayis, and that's exactly our perception, that it's the marriage setting and that it is a catalyst for Shalom Bayis. In terms of abuse, so there were people who actually used it as a contraceptive. They would do whatever they would do, but actual ejaculation would be outside the body, and that was the Erva Onan example. Dashmi bin Fnim Vizorami Bachutz, which is the extreme example of choosing not to have children. And then there are other cases where person is just fooling around, or we have a very sophisticated example over here in this Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Hagerim, converts, v'amesachakim b'tinokos, and those who play with children, ma'akvim es ha-mashiach, they are holding back Mashiach from coming. Now, Gerim converts is not really our major topic over here, and it would be interesting to figure out why these two things are joined together, but we'll just touch on it because the commentaries over here discuss it at length. The Gemara says, Bishlama Gerim, we understand the problem with converts. Koshim Gerim li Yisrael. We have a quote that Gerim converts are hard for the Jewish people. And there are basically two schools of thought, one on the bad side and one on the good side. On the bad side, Rashi says on the fourth line of Rashi, She'ein b'kiyam b'mitzvus u'mevi'am puranus, that the converts are converted before they truly know the nuances of mitzvus, in many cases, and therefore they're going to bring problems into the Jewish people. On the next line, Va'od Shema Lemeidim Yisrael Mima'aseyem. Once they infiltrate the Jewish people, in good faith, for sure, but the Jewish people end up learning from their behavior, and if they're lax in observance because they don't know, they're not Bekiyim, they're not experts, so then it creates drag. And that's the Koshem Yisrael, and that's the Ma'akvim Es HaMashiach. They're holding back Mashiach. That's the bad side of the equation possibility. On the good side, there's another approach. The Marsha in Yevamos uses Maskirim Avonoseim Shel Yisrael, that the Gerim, presumably because of their excellence or their personal perceived excellence, they cause the shortcomings of the Jewish people to be noted, either because they're truly excellent and, in comparison, less motivated people can't match up, or because they, with outside lens, start judging the Jewish people And if they're not treated 100% properly, they have complaints. And that dynamic is challenging. It's important to note that it's really an unfair equation, because Geirim, by definition, are the few people of the multitude who were particularly motivated and chose Judaism, and they're comparing themselves to anybody who was born in the fold. That's part of the greater, to compare the few excellent of one group to everyone in the other group is not a fair comparison. And therefore, it's Kashem LiYisrael, the excellence or perceived excellence of the convert causes problems for the Jewish people. It's not pro or con on conversion. It's just you need to be aware of this, and however we deal with that. So the Gemara says that example, Geirim, I understand. Ela mesach kim betinokos, but joking with young girls, mayhi, what's that case? Because if the person is doing something wrong, then it's a lot worse than ma'akvim as a Mashiach, just holding back the Mashiach. I mean, it's very serious. So the Gemara concludes, Dinasivi ketanos delav benos olude ninhu. These people were marrying underage girls, which was acceptable in their culture, in their society. People lived shorter, and getting somebody settled in a more vulnerable world was something that people sometimes wanted to do. But for the man, our recommendation is against it. By marrying a woman, a girl who's underage, who cannot yet conceive, so all of those acts of intimacy are wasted, as opposed to marrying somebody who's of regular marriageable age conception, where you could be producing children during those years. Dinasivi ketanos, maybe even in the plural. They made a habit of this. Might have even been a method of birth control. That they're not having children from all of these relations, and the Gemara frowns strongly against it, but it's not in strict halacha forbidden. And that's why it would be the example of ma'akvin es ha-mashiach. It's holding back Mashiach, because ein ben David ba ad sheyichlu kol ha-neshamos shebaguf, certain number of people have to be born, have to live their lives before Mashiach could come, according to one tradition. And this person, by holding back on that, is holding back blessing from the world. Let's move on to the very bottom of the page. Amar Abaye, the last two words Abaye said. Rochvei gimalim asurim le'achol betrumah. People who ride camels, and apparently the way they rode them, and each of these examples, with a saddle, without a saddle, whatever method was being used, it was conducive in a negative sense to activating the man. And motziim zera, Rashi says, and they would emit seed as a result of such provocation. And their habit was not to be careful about this commandment. And therefore, they're asurim le'achol betrumah. They're assumed to be in a state of impurity. They have to go to mikveh at the very least, besides the avera. And therefore, they can't eat truma. So we have an entire class of people, a profession, that was assumed to be less than careful regarding this mitzvah. Tanya nami hachi. Rochvei gemalim kulam reshaim. Those who ride camels, they're wicked. Hasafanim, by the way, the ship people, the sailors, kulam tzadikim. they're righteous, Rashi says, because they're Dorim Besakana, second line. V'libam la'avim shabashamayim. They understand their danger. They're living in danger. And they're always devoted to Hashem in prayer. Hachamorim, regarding the donkey riders, mehem rishoim, mehem tzadikim. Some of them are wicked, some of them are righteous. And there's a discussion about with a saddle, without a saddle, etc. But a phenomenal concept that a profession could be prone to non-observance of a certain thing. This is your risk factor. And that's the discussion nowadays regarding people in professions or people carrying utensils, such as smartphones, etc. Pro, con, indifferent, these are all going to be factors with filters, all factors that have to be taken into account because of this profession or behavior leaves a person prone to roaming, to risk factors. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi layet aman degoni aparkid. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi spoke badly about a person who would sleep, Rashi describes, his face up, lying on his back. And indeed, in halacha, we find that a person should sleep on his side rather than on his back. Apparently, this too was regarded as a concern, as a risk factor. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.